So today's episode, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to do a solo episode. It's just me talking about what I've got on my mind. And the topic of the day are some things that stop marketing in its tracks. These episodes with just me are largely because I've been talking to some people in the industry and I see either common mistakes or common breakthroughs that I want to share with you guys. So let's hop right into it.
Welcome to the Mammoth for Plumbers podcast, where we talk and learn about the plumbing industry and what is moving other businesses forward. I'm your host, Tyler Williams. Let's get the conversation started.
So what stops marketing in its tracks for plumbing companies? Well, there's a number of things, really. And as I'm talking to people, because I talk to people in lots of different industries, but you know, some of this is exclusive to plumbing and some of it's not. Realistically, people will think that their marketing's not working way before they should ever evaluate it. And so there's things that happen that keep their marketing from really shining. And I wanted to go over at least four of those quickly so that way you had something to think about as you go into the rest of your week. So the first thing that I commonly see for people who are saying that my marketing's not working or my marketing's just the costs are out of control, usually what that is a symptom of, from my perspective as a marketer, as somebody who's worked with a bunch of businesses, somebody who's seen businesses grow through the efforts that I do, and some businesses who seem to get stuck even with the help that I offer. Most of the time, if they're stuck, if they're not really thinking that they're moving the needle, a lot of times it comes down to their business model. You see, usually if you're a younger business, if you're a newer business, you're a little scared to push forward in some areas that really move the needle when it comes to the entire business, and marketing is a part of it. And a good example of this is one of my clients who we started when he was a one-man band, and he kept coming back to us every time that he was trying to get out of the one-man band show. So he would start up, be a man in a truck and a man in a van, and then he'd quit. And he'd say, I can't figure this out. It's just too much. Like, it's not working. So then he'd quit. He'd go back to, you know, working for the union. And then he would get frustrated with the union because that's the kind of guy that he was, and then he'd start up again. And then he would try it, and try it in a little bit different way, and then he'd double back, went back to the union. But then he did something that I thought was really smart, and I tell everyone to do. He called me up one day, and he was like, hey, I want to do this again. I'm in the middle of this, but I think I'm going to hire this guy who can help me. He says he can help me, and he costs money each month, and it's a kind of a big nut to crack for me, but do you think I should do it? And I said, you know what? I don't know, but given that it's a monthly commitment, you might as well try, right? I'm a big fan of experiments. So he took it on, and it was a business coach. And that business coach was the Million Dollar Plumber. His name's Richard. You can find him all over YouTube. But what ended up happening is that coach gave him the business model that he really needed in order for the business to actually work. And that's one of the biggest things. It doesn't matter what else you have in play when it comes to marketing and advertising and getting leads and being a good company. If you don't have a model behind you that has been tested by other companies that provides you with the resources to be able to grow through some very specific barriers, you're going to get stuck. And then you're going to, usually the reason why you get stuck is a lack of money, right? You can't pay people and market and provide good service. So you end up getting stuck in this sort of like whirlwind of it's just not working. And a lot of people don't know how to break through that. And I'm not really the guy qualified to say this is how you break through it. But I can definitely tell you that with the companies that I've helped, the ones with coaches, the ones who are actively poking at their own business model to say, let's do this instead of this, let's try that instead of this, those are the ones who end up succeeding. Don't get too comfortable in your own business model, because over time you're going to need a little bit more. I love this quote, and this applies to my business too, which is what got you to here isn't what's going to get you further. Eventually, you cap out if you keep producing the same action over and over again. And your business has to grow, which means your decision-making has to grow as well. And there in every business's journey, there are thresholds by which you start to realize that you've got to do something different. And they're scary, but when you take the leap and you go through and they work out, they're wonderful. And 99% of the time, if it doesn't work out, you're still farther ahead and you learn something. And it's never the end of the world. The small, you know, experiment or small leap that you make today, even if it doesn't work out, makes you more resilient towards other small leaps as you go. So some leaps are small and some are big, but so if you're running into a problem where you're like, I can't make this work. I can't make this business work. I can't spend my money on marketing. I don't see how people are doing it. Well, it means you probably have something in the core element of your business model that needs some attention. So go ahead and look at that and find help with that. Like find a coach, find somebody who's been there, talk to other companies. The cool thing about a plumbing company is there's a billion of you out there. So go talk to more and see what they did to get through the same barrier that you're facing. Because I'll guarantee you, there are people who got stuck in the same exact place. So now let's move on to number two, which is directly related to number one. But the second one is lack of spend, which means that people are just trying to do marketing without ever putting money behind it. And what I counsel people to do over and over and over again is to make sure that your marketing budget is part of your operations. Don't loop it into your profit. Don't look at it as a profit center. It's not supposed to be. That's not what it's meant to be. Just like an employee is supposed to make you money, your marketing is supposed to make you money. It is an investment. But it's the trickier part is it's harder to see how that investment pays off. And sure, there are ways to do that. There are ways to track, but it is, especially if you're new or you haven't really invested a lot in marketing spends, it can be a little daunting. So what I tell people to do is take a percentage of your income, every dollar that comes into your business, and put that towards marketing. And to give you an idea, anywhere from 2 to 10% is sort of the metric by which I've seen people use. It varies from region, business, how aggressive you want to be, and a few other metrics. But pick something you're comfortable with. Because I do think that if you start looking at your marketing spend and budgets in this way, then you get used to it being part of the business and you will find that you have money to spend on marketing, and a little bit is always better than nothing. And more often than not, people do nothing because they are afraid of robbing profit or they're afraid of doing something wrong, which we'll get to in just a second. But when you have this little bucket of money that turns into your marketing spend, it really enables you to go, okay, I have marketing. What am I going to do? Where am I going to spend this money? Where do I get my meat and potatoes? And then you start talking about your priorities. Like, where should you be first with your marketing? And, you know, for a lot of you, if you're starting out, it's going to be search. If you've been around for a little while, that might be something more in a brand awareness play. It's going to vary a little. But it gives you options. Suddenly, you have the ability to push your name, your service, your technicians, your business brand out in front of people who have never seen you before. And that's really important. The top of mind awareness, you know, you can't get there without spending money. And there's a reason why businesses spend money on marketing, and your business cannot be different. A lot of people go, you know what, my word of mouth is good. And that's also a fallacy. Your word of mouth is fine. Your word of mouth is great, but you are only going to grow within that word of mouth network, and you're never going to extend your business outside of it. And if that's what your goal is, you're going to have to push your name out there, and that comes from a marketing spend. That comes from advertising. So keep that in mind. You don't want to be stingy on your marketing efforts. But before you really drop a ton of money into it, just find a way that it gets you used to dealing with that element of business. You need to make sure that if you're bringing in money, So much goes into marketing. And I'm not just talking ads. I'm talking sponsorships, community events. I'm talking business cards and mailers, like, you know, all sorts of things that go into your marketing bottom line. Those need to come out of this budget. So keep that in mind. So when it comes to your marketing, what else stops marketing in its tracks? Well, a lack of experimenting. So I've dealt with this a lot as well, where people get into where their business is going well, they've got their things that they do, and they just, it becomes rinse repeat. And then over time, their rinse repeat just kind of dries up. And then they go, well, I guess marketing's not working anymore. And then they start cutting all these things back, saying, well, I guess we don't need this, and I guess we don't need this, because they're not performing the way that they used to. But then they don't reallocate. And by reallocating, I mean they're not running other experiments within the marketing space. So if you have a steady budget and you know what that budget is, and you find that you don't want to use a certain avenue for marketing anymore, the goal is to reallocate those funds to try and find a similar subset of eyeballs that you had before, not stop spending that money. Because the minute you stop spending, that is the minute that you are saying, I don't need these people over here to know who I am today. And that's bad. I mean, really, when you boil it all down, what you need to be doing is you need to be going like, okay, well, that thing doesn't work anymore. So what am I going to try next? How am I going to take this money? Am I going to sprinkle it around some other things that I know work? Am I going to try something new? And if I try something new, how long am I going to try it for? How am I going to measure it? How am I going to double back and make sure that it's doing what I want it to do? Because in the grand scheme of things with marketing, the landscape is always shifting. We've seen that in the digital space especially, but also with just in general, because the digital space has taken off. Now your traditional spaces are some would say they're decaying. I think they're just shifting. And it all comes down to, well, how much does it cost to get the eyeballs here, there, or over here? And so what you want to do is experiment. Marketing is trying to predict human behavior and trying to motivate people to do certain things. And that is always a grand experiment. Every business, every region, every tactic is going to work differently from business to business and person to person. So what do? You research, you try things, and you do it again. I have implemented the same tactics across businesses and found that, oh, well, apparently for these guys, it doesn't work, but for these guys, it does work. So don't think one size fits all, which means you have to experiment. You have to be trying new and different things all the time. And that's okay. That's part of marketing. But it's the person who doesn't do that. They go dark and then the world forgets that they exist. And that is a dangerous place for a business, because you need sales and marketing in order to succeed as a business. I don't care what industry you're in, and word of mouth will only take you so far. You'll eventually plateau out. So with all that in mind, the lack of a business model, lack of spend, lack of experimentation within your tactics of marketing, then what do we end up running into? Well, we end up with people who give up before they've really tried. And, you know, so here for my business, we're a month-to-month service. But because of that, we do have some people who jump in and they give it a month. And we're barely three steps into the game before they go like, yeah, it's not working. And most marketing efforts, you've got to give 3 months minimum. And I would say it really should be 6 months minimum. But give it a year. You don't build relationships with people quickly. And that's what good marketing is. It's building a relationship. And so a lot of times you put yourself out there. Some things are just not going to work. But don't give up. That is the worst thing you can do, is to stop, right? The only way to learn, the only way to go forward, and I mean this not just like personally or in business, but with marketing, is by doing it, trying it, experimenting, moving the needle, talking to people, figuring out what worked for them, absorbing their knowledge, and keep on trucking. A lot of people I've seen say, oh man, well, I turned this faucet on of marketing, you know, 3 weeks ago, and I don't see anything coming out of it. I can't judge it. I just don't think it's working. And then they stop. They just cut off all their marketing. Those are the businesses that I've worked with over the years, they're usually smaller. We don't really take them on as clients anymore if you're too small. But the reason why I bring this up is because there is this critical moment in psychology where people give up instead of pressing forward when it comes to everything, but in marketing especially. If they don't see results from their AdWords, they think AdWords just doesn't work and they never try it again. And there are a billion ways to skin an AdWords cat, so you're not going to likely nail it the first time, especially if you're doing it yourself, especially if you don't have any prior knowledge of it. But even if you're doing this alone, if you're marketing alone, if you're trying to figure out your own sales and marketing, don't give up. Just keep going and realize that failure in a campaign or a tactic means you get to say, I learned something, and then you get to apply that moving forward. And so keep that in mind. Like, giving up means you'll never get ahead. But once you crack some of these like steps and codes of what it takes to build a successful business, marketing included, you will start seeing progress in a way that you never thought possible. But it means that you can't give up. It means you got to constantly keep moving and learning and growing. And I'll tell you, as your business grows, you'll grow as a person. I've seen it happen so many times to so many people. If you're truly focused on growing your business, it's going to change not just your life from like a monetary and lifestyle point of view. It will change you as a person and as a human. And honestly, for the most part, all I see are people getting better. So those are four things with some extra ramblings just for the heck of it about what can stop marketing in its tracks. These are things that I see all the time because I do these consults. I see these new companies and I love talking to them because they're at a new place and I just want them to know what to expect as they move forward. They're not at a place where we can help them as a business, but I want them to get to the point where they can hire us. So these consults are fun for me, but these are some mistakes that I keep seeing. Anywho, I hope this was useful. If you want to find out more about me, you can subscribe to this, number one. Number two, if you want to find out more about my team, go to mammothforplumbers.com. We are not a coaching business. I highly recommend you all have a coach. And so go seek one out. Find your path forward. But if you need marketing help, that's where we come in. So, but that's another discussion for another time. This is really to help you understand what can stop marketing in its tracks, because if your marketing stops in its tracks, usually your business will too. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in. If you found this information useful, by all means, go to mammothforplumbers.com where you can learn more about how other businesses are pushing their business forward. And we hope that this made a mammoth difference for you in your business today. Thanks.